Good morning. We're learning Chayyadim Hilchus Tefillin, Klal Yudalad. We're holding in Siman Tes. So Siman Tes deals with a situation where a person is only able to put on one of the Tefillin, either the Shal Yad or the Shal Rosh. And we already pointed out that really there's an order how to put them on. The Torah uses a language of a Hoya, a singular language in regards to both Tefillin, so it means both Tefillin really function as one mitzvah. So if a person only has one pair of tefillin, or is only able to put on one pair of tefillin, we could argue that there's no mitzvah putting on tefillin in that situation. So he says that that's not true. Avagav d'ksiva hoyu l'toy tefois, where darshina calls man shehem b'nenecha yiushtayim. So we, like we darshined before, that we have to do havaya achas for both of them. So as long as you have the Meninecha, they have to be two. Davka b'yesh lo shneim, it's only if he has both tefillin available to wear. Avlim ein lo ele echad ben shalyad o shal rosh. He only has one, he only has a shalyad or a shal rosh. O, sheyesh lo maka b'rosh or b'yad, sheyef shalo lo niyech shneim. Person has some type of a wound or a burn on his arm, and he can't put on tefillin in that spot. It's too painful, or it's not possible to put it there. It's going to damage the makkah, or vice versa. He has something on his head which does not allow him to put on his tefillin. So he can put the other one on. So he can't put on the shal rosh. He'll put on the shal yad. He'll say the appropriate brachas to say on that tefillin. Nearly the osur, but if he's able to put on both, then putting on one alone is not fulfilling this pasuk, and he's not becoming the halacha the way the Torah said to do that. So that's osur to do so. Vayin klal samaches, where later on he talks about the mitzvahs have to be done as written, as the way they're said to do, and if a person would do it otherwise, it's possible a person could be over the Yisra Baal Tosef or Baal Tigra, etc. So I think that's the reference that he's referring to over there. One other example where you would have the problem of putting on the tefillin is an issue of chatzitza. So he will talk about this later on. Can you put the tefillin on in a place where there's a chatzitza between, there's a, let's say, a bandage on the arm or a bandage on the head, and a person's with the place that he's supposed to wear tefillin, there's a chatzitza between the tefillin and the head. And so we will see later on, there's actually a difference between putting on the shayad on a chatzitza and putting on the shalrosh on a chatzitza. And that will be discussed later on. Okay, let's start Simen Yud. Mogam anocha shalyad b'zroya smol, the place to put on the tefillin shalyad is on the left arm. B'bosur ha-gavoya, on the biceps, on the part of the flesh which is raised up. But you want it tilted a little bit towards the body. So when the person would put his arm, let his arm hang down, so the tefillin will be leaning, inclined towards the person's heart. So if his arm is facing down and the tefillin is facing straight up, they're not facing towards the heart, they're facing forward. So you have it tilted a little bit to the right side. It's on his left arm, a little bit on the right side. It'll be inclined towards the body and towards the heart when he lets it hang down. Okay, so it says, and we darshan yod dalet chaf hey. So normally we would write the word yod decha, yod dalet chaf sofis, not yod dalet chaf hey. Miloksiv yod decha beloy hey. It did not write yod decha, yod dalet chaf sofis, without a hay at the end. It wrote a hay at the end instead. Kibbul Chazal, the Kabbalah Sakosav Kilo Ksiv Yod Keha. Put it on the weaker arm. It's the weaker hand. The smallest, which generally that is the left hand. Now he will talk about in Simon Yud Aleph what's the halacha of a person who's a lefty, and how we define the definition of a lefty for these purposes. Okay, now the Chayotim is going to deal with what exactly is the correct place to put it on the biceps where exactly that's supposed to be placed, the lower part, the upper part of the biceps. We will leave that for tomorrow's shiur. Have a good day.